You are listening to CKUW 95.9 FM, Winnipeg.
CKUW 95.9 FM in Winnipeg.
Hey there. The time is 2 p.m. and you're listening to Barking Dog on CKUW. I'm your host, Juliana Young, here to play you 2 hours of folk and roots music. I hope you can keep the dial tuned to 95.9 FM. We'll begin the show this week with one from Joe Hickerson, a folk singer and song leader from Illinois. He was also librarian and director of the Archive of Folk Song at the Library of Congress for 35 years. This song, Bury Me Not on the Lone Prairie, is a cowboy folk song, also known as the Cowboy's Lament and the Dying Cowboy. It's an adaptation of a sea song called The Sailor's Grave, which was written by Edwin Hubble Chapin and published in 1839.
Not on the lone prairie, these words came low and mournfully from the pallid lips of a youth who lay on his dying bed at the close of day. Bury me not on the lone prairie, where the wild coyote will howl o'er me, where the buffalo roams on the prairie sea. Oh, bury me not on the lone. It makes no difference, so I've been told, where the body lies when life grows cold. But grant, I pray, one wish to me. Oh, bury me not on the lone. I've often wished to be laid when I died by the little church on the green hillside, by my father's grave. There let mine be. Oh, bury me not on the lone prairie. The cowboys gathered all around the bed to hear the last words that the comrade said. Oh, partners all, take a warning from me. Never leave your homes for the lone prairie. Listen to the enticing words of the men who own large droves and herds. For if you do, you'll rue the day that you left your homes for the lone prairie. Bury me not, but his voice failed there. But we paid no heed to his dying prayer. In a narrow grave, just 6 by 3, we buried him there on the lone prairie. Buried him there on the lone prairie, where where the buzzards fly and the wind blows free, where the rattlesnakes rattle and the tumbleweeds blow across his grave on the lone prairie. And the cowboys now, as they cross the plains, have marked the spot where his bones are lain. Fling a handful of roses o'er his grave and pray to the Lord that his soul be saved. In a narrow grave, just 6 by 3, we buried him there on the lone prairie.
Point out that is the source for everybody who's sung that tune to that song since, from the Country Gentleman to the Osborne Brothers and so on.
I want to talk another moment about Mississippi. When I was there, I happened to be traveling with Alex Dobkin and Gil Turner, and I want to do a song of his. He got us all to sing in it, and want you to do it if you would. I think you know it. That's what you do, I see. Carry it on, carry it on, carry it on, carry it on. Come on, carry it on, carry it on, carry it on, carry it on. There's a man by my side walking. There's a voice inside me talking. There's a word needs a saying. Carry it on, carry it on, carry it on, carry it on. They'll tell to you their lying stories. Send killer dogs bite your bodies. Though I lock us into prison, carry it on, carry it on, carry it on, carry it on. All their lies be soon forgotten. All their dogs are gonna lie there. There's a voice inside me a-talking. There's a word needs a-saying. Carry it on, carry it on, carry it on, carry it on.
That was Carolyn Hester with Carry It On. She's an American folk musician known for her involvement in the 1960s folk revival. That one was recorded at Town Hall in New York City in February of 1965. Gil Turner wrote the song while he was working as a song leader in the South during the Civil Rights era. Before that, we heard Maybelle Carter with Fair and Tender Ladies. She's also known as Mother Maybelle of Carter family fame. That one was recorded live at the 1963 Newport Folk Festival at an auto harp workshop that Mike Seeger hosted. It's an Appalachian traditional ballad. To kick off the show, we heard Joe Hickerson with Bury Me Not on the Lone Prairie. We'll hear one now from Eddie Kuzik. He was a blues musician and mechanic from Mississippi who grew up in a farming community where adults would regularly play the blues at gatherings. This song, You Don't Love Me, is from the 1998 album I Want to Boogie. He recorded it at his home in December of 1997. The song is by Arkansas blues singer Willie Cobbs.
Ah, damn you. Don't love me, yes, I know. Ah, I know. You don't love me, darling. I have no place to go. Then if you love me, darling, anything you say, then if you love me, babe, I'll do anything you say. Then if you don't love me, darling, get down on my knees and I pray. One day, well, and goodbye, darling. Hope I'll meet you again one day. You'll be gone too long, all of my love will be gone away. I believe I blow the old freight train this evening, morning, whatever it might be.
Was Horace Sprott with Freight Train the Southern. He was a wandering musician from Alabama who was recorded in the 1950s by researcher and writer Frederick Ramsey. Ramsey recorded that song near the Cahaba River in Perry County, Alabama in 1954. It's a track where Sprott mimics the sounds of a train with his harmonica, which was a very common thing to do. You can also find harmonica tracks that sound like fox chases or bagpipes. Before that, we heard the Tuskegee Institute Singers with Good News. Tuskegee University is a historically black university in Tuskegee, Alabama, founded by Booker T. Washington in 1881, who founded the Singers a year later. The group started as a quartet, but grew to 100 singers by 1931. They still perform today and have toured the United States and released a number of spiritual recordings. That recording was originally released in 1915. Before that, we heard Eddie Kuzik with You Don't Love Me. We'll hear one now from the Small Glories from Winnipeg. This song, Wondrous Traveler, is the title track from their 2016 album. It's a medley of two Sacred Harp songs, Wondrous Love and The Traveler. We'll hear versions of those songs after this.
Soul.
Hi, this is Jesse. You're listening to Barking Dog. This is Jesse Lawrence. I am Jesse Lawrence. Thank you for tuning your dials to 95.9 FM CKUW in Winnipeg, Manitoba.
Yeah.
just heard Bristol Sacred Harp with The Traveler. Sacred harp is a type of traditional sacred choral music that originated in New England and uses shape notes, a kind of musical notation that was designed to more easily facilitate congregational singing. That's from an album recorded at an all-day sacred harp singing session in Bristol, England in 2015. Before that, we heard the Old Harp Singers of Eastern Tennessee with Wondrous Love off a 2005 Smithsonian Folkways compilation album of Southern gospel music. It's a folk hymn from the American South, first published in 1811. And before that, we heard a medley of The Traveler and Wondrous Love called Wondrous Traveler, performed by the Small Glories. You're listening to Barking Dog on CKUW. I'm your host, Juliana Young. And we'll hear one now from Jimmy Crowley and Stoker's Lodge. Crowley is an Irish musician who specializes in playing the traditional songs of County Cork. Stoker's Lodge was the first band he formed in the 1970s. This one, Man of Constant Sorrow, is off their second album, Camp House Ballads, from 1979. The ballad was first published by Dick Burnett of Kentucky in 1913, though it likely came from a much older traditional tune.
I am a man of constant sorrow. I've seen trouble all my days. I bid farewell to old Kentucky, the place where I was born and raised. For 6 long years I've been in trouble. No pleasure here on earth I've found. For in this world I'm bound to ramble. I have no friends to help me now.
In the deep dark woods, in the middle of the night, the rain was pouring heavy as if the sky were were trying to dry its blackened eyes from crying. The leaves from the trees blew into the house where four women they lay sleeping, till one shrill scream awoke them all. They grabbed their coats and rifles. When they got outside, what did they see? But a 10-foot shadow looming. They shot four times with shivering spines, and the grassy field went quiet. Once the sun was high,
the sweetest girl ever raised up in Tennessee. And then one year the sickness came and quickly took its toll, struck Janie cold. Now she lies asleep underground, so poor that grass won't grow. As I stand here looking over this part of Tennessee, the fields are bare for as far as the eye can see. But on the spot where Janie lies, there's a beautiful sight to behold. Nobody knows why this flower's blooming in ground so poor that grass won't grow.
That was Jim Ringer with Ground So Poor That Grass Won't Grow. He was a musician born in Arkansas and raised in California, who spent much of his life as a traveling laborer. That one's from his first album, Waiting for the Hard Times to Go, from 1972. George Jones wrote that song and included it on his 1969 album, Where Grass Won't Grow. Before that, we heard Kaya Cater with Often as the Autumn. She's a Toronto-based artist, and that one's from her recent album, Strange Medicine, which came out in May. She based the song on an old ghost story from West Virginia, in which three men staying in a cabin see a tall shadow that appears to be supernatural. Before that, we heard Jimmy Crowley and Stoker's Lodge with The Man of Constant Sorrow. Here's one now from Victor Jara. He was a Chilean musician, poet, teacher, theater director, and activist who was tortured and killed in 1973 during the dictatorship of Augusto Pinochet. His work is widely remembered and celebrated throughout the world for its focus on peace, love, and social justice. This song is off his self-titled album from 1966. The title translates to You Can't Go Back.
No puedes volver atrás, no tienes más que seguir. Que no te aturda el engaño, sigue, sigue hasta el final. La herida que va contigo, ¿quién la puede mejorar? Es la sórdida pobreza que se pretende ignorar. Es un mar amargo y negro que se tiene que aclarar. ¿Cuánto tienes que vivir para ver la libertad? La montaña cruza el viento, ¿de dónde hacia dónde va? ¿Cuántos tienen que morir para ver la libertad? El fuego que abre tus ojos, ¿de dónde hacia dónde va? Total, en la lucha pierdes si luchas para matar. El amor y la agonía envueltos en soledad, de tantas piezas oscuras que tuviste que alumbrar. Correr hacia la ternura, pedir un poco de pan, es
es un mar amargo y negro que se tiene que aclarar. No tienes más que seguir, no puedes volver atrás.
John Hurt with Lewis Collins. He was an American country blues singer and guitarist from Avalon, Mississippi. His recordings for OK Records were included on the incredibly influential 1952 Anthology of American Folk Music, And in 1963, a copy of his song Avalon Blues was discovered, which led the musicologist Dick Spotswood to find Hurt in Avalon. Hurt performed at the 1963 Newport Folk Festival, which brought further attention to his music, and he toured extensively throughout the United States and recorded 3 albums. The recording we heard is from the 1960s, though Hurt originally recorded it in 1928. He later claimed he had written the song after overhearing a conversation about a local murder. It became one of his best-known songs and went on to become a standard during the folk revival of the 1960s. Before that, we heard Malvina Reynolds with Says the Bee. She came to folk music later in her life when she met Pete Seeger and other folk singers when she was in her 40s. She's known particularly for writing the song Little Boxes, though she wrote and recorded a large catalog of music during her career. That one's from her 1973 children's album, Funny Bugs, Giggle Worms, and Other Good Friends. She wrote it in 1957. And before that, we heard Victor Jara with You Can't Go Back. Here's one from Stan Rogers. He was born and raised in Ontario, but he's known for his maritime-influenced music that was informed by his time spent visiting family in Nova Scotia during his childhood. This song, Blue Nose, is one of his better-known songs. He wrote the song for the 1977 short film Blue Nose in the Sun, and it was apparently his least favorite of his maritime-themed songs. This version is off the live album Home in Halifax, recorded in March of 1982 and released in 1993.
Ladies and gentlemen, Stan Rogers!
Once again with the tide, she slips her lines, turns her head and comes away. Where she lay so still there at Privateer's Wharf, now she quickly gathers way. She will range far south from the harbor mouth and rejoice with every wave. Who will know the blue nose in the sun? Feel her bow rise free of Mother Sea in a sunburst cloud of spray. It stings the cheek while the rigging will speak of sea miles gone away. She is always best under full press, hard over as she lay. And who will know the blue nose in the sun? Who will know the blue nose in the sun? Proud, fast queen of the Grand Banks fleet, portrayed on every dime. New hard work in her time, hard work in every line. The rich men's toys are the Gloucester boys with their token bit of cod. They snapped their spars and strained to pass her by, but she left them all behind. Now her namesake daughter remains to show what she has been. What every schoolboy remembers and will not come again. To think she's the last of the Grand Banks schooners that fed so many men. But who will know the blue nose in the sun? Who will know the blue nose in the sun? Blue nose in the sun.
know the blue nose in the sun, know the blue nose in the sun.